Something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
It is Nicole Sandler back with you on Air America Radio. And before we get to our guests, I just have to point something out that I just learned on Facebook. It is now officially, I broadcast from Florida, so I'm on the East Coast, and here it is now 12:06 a.m. So the date is now July 8th, 09, 7, 8, 9, right? So at 12:34, follow me here, all right, because it's a little complicated. At 12:34 and 56 seconds, it will be the only time in our lifetime that it will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 12:34, 56 on 7, 8, 9. And knowing me, I'm gonna be in the middle of something else when 12:34, 56 rolls around. So I just wanted to point it out to you now. So in case you want to, I don't know, do something to commemorate the second, it's going to pass just like that. All right. One other little piece of news, actually it's a big piece of news that I'm thrilled. I just got word that a friend of mine, a dear friend, a guy who should have been elected to the United States Congress from Miami on November 4th, he actually came pretty close. He was one of three Democratic challengers to the incumbent Republicans down here. Who came the closest? His name is Joe Garcia. Well, today he was named to a post at the U.S. Department of Energy. He will, his new position will be as head of the Department of Energy's Office of Economic Impact and Diversity. He's awaiting Senate confirmation. Awesome. This is such great news, and I will reach out to Joe Garcia tomorrow. Maybe he can join us on the air tomorrow night. That what a great appointment on behalf of Barack Obama. Okay, now on to the fun. Last night I went online knowing that I wanted to talk to somebody who was going to be present today at the Staples Center for the Michael Jackson Memorial. Knowing that it was going to be a circus, actually the circus starts there tomorrow, I wanted a firsthand view because it's always different when you're inside than when you're watching it on TV. And we did that too, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But so I posted on Facebook, and Lisa Derrick, who's been a frequent guest on this show, and she'll be joining us later in the hour, she writes the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com. Well, she wasn't there, but she said, you know, my friend Henry Peck, who is a great guy who you should know, is going to be there. And so she put me in touch with him, and he agreed to come on the air. And I was following along on his Facebook page today as he was, you know, just updating it from while the service was going on. Well, before the show, I'm online and I see Lisa made a post on Facebook and said that she'll be joining me, and Henry posted on there. And then there was a post from Mary Meyer or Mayor Meyer, who said, wait a minute, I'm the one who got the tickets. So I emailed her. I said, well, come on, too. So joining us on the phone is Mayor Meyer and Henry Peck. And you're in two different locations. So let's say hi to Mayor first. Mayor, are you there?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me all right?
I can. Okay. Now, where are you? In Laurel Canyon or something?
Hollywood Hills.
You're in the Hollywood Hills. I know them well. And so where you live, basically the only way you get good phone reception is using the speakerphone, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're there, and then Henry Peck is on another line. Henry, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, welcome to both of you, and thank you both for joining us. Now, Mayor, you...
Hi, Mayor.
Hi, Henry.
Now, Mayor, you're the one who got the tickets. So what? You went online and filled out, entered into the lottery, and then you were notified that you got a pair of tickets, right?
That's right, and Henry was the one that decided that we should do this.
Okay.
He is a rabid Michael Jackson fan.
I'm sort of like a closet Michael Jackson fan. I used to get like a lot of stuff, people saying to me, well, you shouldn't like him, and I do like him. So Henry talked me into doing it. Henry entered, I won, and I brought Henry with me.
Well, that was very nice of you. Now, can I ask what you
a
both...
love pack.
Now, Henry, I know that you used to own a big record store, right? Or you still do?
Oh, the police just went by. Uh-oh, they're going to look at me like I'm doing something bad.
Oh, because you're out somewhere on your cell phone because you don't get
I'm
any reception where
on
you
my
live.
My cell phone.
Okay.
And don't, you know, don't get Mayor going about me and the police, please.
Okay, no, that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. So
it was like really amazing that I entered it, I sent it in, and then I said, and this would kind of went on Facebook too, is I said, oh, I'm going to go, I'm putting my 2 cents in. And so Mayor decided she was going to do it, and we made our love pact to, if either one of us got it, we would share it. And
okay.
She had the luck of the Irish.
I guess, because a couple of million people entered, and I think they only gave out 11,000 tickets. So set the scene for us. What time did you get there? Did you drive? Tell us how.
No, I took the subway.
You took the subway.
I was a metro virgin.
Yeah, I lived in L.A. for 15 years and never took the train, but I guess now it's a good way to get around the city, huh?
Oh, it was
very simple.
Okay, so you get to the Staples Center. Did it feel like a party? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, who wants to answer that?
Mayor?
I think.
Well, here's the thing, right? I was an MJ fan when I was a kid, and I never got to see him live. So for me, oddly enough, I win the ticket to go see him at his memorial service, which I find that very odd. But when we got there, it was, I mean, I've organized a lot of things in my life. That was the most organized event I have ever seen. Everybody got along. There were people from all over the world, different countries, races, creeds, religions, and everybody was just honored to be there, whether they were at Staples Center or Nokia Center. No one was fighting. No one was pushing in line. The cops were happy. We were happy. Staples Center's officials were happy. It's the best organized event I've ever seen, period.
Well, that's surprising. And watching the show today, well, funeral show, whatever, it was classier than I thought it would be. I was pretty impressed with how they pulled it off.
You introduced it as a circus. It was definitely not a circus. There was not a circus element to it at all.
Okay. So you guys both went there in reverence. You weren't going there to make fun of it or anything like that. You went there to pay your respects to this guy.
I did, but I also have a sense of humor about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there was, you know, the whole thing is that people, you know, it's like that you can't neglect what, you can't push aside anything you might have felt about Michael Jackson while he was alive and then turn it around when he's dead and say something else, you know, because I love
Jackson. That was my problem with it today, is it seemed like nobody would go there. Well, of course, and that wasn't the place to go there, but just talking about him as if he was this, you know, this deity who could do no wrong, and that's not the case. And, in fact, Greg is running the controls in New York. Greg, do you have that Al Sharpton piece there?
And I want his three children to know, wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with. But
okay.
He dealt with it.
Now, at that point, I was a little like, wait a minute. He was strange, and that's not saying he was good or bad, but the man was strange.
But he was creative as well. And if you look at people like Peter Bogdanovich or Picasso or any of the other major artists of the past, they all had their quirks.
Absolutely. Most geniuses are strange, but I'm not saying that that's a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah, but see, that's part of the whole thing for me is like that we, as you know, as a group of people, we appreciate who Michael Jackson is, and all the people there really were there for Michael Jackson, And this one woman that was in front of me, after Al Sharpton was gave his little testifying, this woman came up, jumped up and said, "He's been redeemed in my eyes."
Right. And I saw you posted that on Facebook, and then I posted, who was he? Was she talking about Al Sharpton or Michael Jackson?
After I wrote, posted that, I said, well, was it about Al or Michael?
Right. Well, I you wrote that after I wrote that. And so I don't know. Now, you know, there were some really, really moving parts. I thought Brooke Shields was great.
Well, she wasn't using a teleprompter.
Well, good. I mean, she felt like, it felt to me, watching it on TV, that she was speaking from the heart. That was, she was
the first person who really moved me. She was one of the only, and Stevie Wonder was amazing. I mean, I had chills. That was the one point during the service that I felt chills go up and down my spine. Because that song is just so, it was so weird, because who really thought that he was going to leave in summer? I mean, it really hit the nail on the head.
I agree. And
did you see a lot of people dressed as Michael Jackson? I mean, I saw a picture of Corey Feldman, right, was dressed like Michael Jackson.
But we didn't see Corey from where we were sitting. We had VIP tickets on the right side, and we couldn't see Corey at all.
Uh-huh. Did you see the picture of him?
Not till I got home.
It's pretty creepy. All right. And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm sure if, you know, like everybody else in the world, this is the moment. I mean, I made it through. Again, Michael Jackson, I was a big fan of his music as a kid. And I realize his genius, but I think he had turned into a caricature of himself in later years. And I didn't feel so sad until this moment.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
Okay, then the tears started flowing, and not for the loss of Michael Jackson, but it turned him into actually a human being, and these poor children who are now left without a parent. And realizing how real it all is.
Exactly. Yeah, that's when I first started getting choked up.
That was when you started getting choked up?
When they brought the children in, yeah. I suddenly realized, hit me then, like, oh, my God, these children have no father.
Right. Yeah.
She really, like, but then she also broke up during when Jermaine was singing Smile.
Yeah. Well, and Brooke Shields said that was his favorite song, and then Jermaine came out and sang it. And I wonder if that was choreographed or just coincidence. Again, it's show.
No, it was a it was a put together produced show.
Right.
And so, you know, and that to me was part of like anybody feeling that, you know, was irresponsible, because I was posting during the service, quote unquote service, and when I looked around, I thought these aren't mourners; they're an audience. For a show that just happens to be honoring somebody who has died. And so I didn't feel that there was any sense of having to be somber and, you know, wailing and gnashing of teeth, but that it was, and as they said during the whole thing, that this was a celebration of his life, and people were dancing and people were singing along and people were clapping and laughing. They were telling jokes. So it really was not how to be taken as this, you know, somber, you know, thing that that you have to suffer through.
I gotcha. Okay, guys, I got to run because we're just running out of time, but I thank you both for sharing your experience with me and our listeners. I'm sure this is a day you'll remember for better or for worse for probably the rest of your lives. And I guess you have a good souvenir. You got those tickets?
Yep.
And
a program.
And a program. I saw the little blanket holding his program. Henry Peck and Mira Meyer, thank you both for joining me tonight on Air America Radio.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, I appreciate it. Now get back to your house so you can listen, because when we return, Lisa Derrick will be joining me as she live blogs at Fire Dog Lake. She'll be on the radio with me here on Air America in just moments. Don't go away.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
I turn the page to read the story again and again and again. sure seems the same with a different name.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Right. Now, we've only, I went so long with Henry and Mayer that we've only got a couple of minutes here until we have to break, but just enough time to introduce Lisa Derrick, who's been a guest with me a number of times and hopefully will continue. She does the, writes the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com, and she's once again doing double duty tonight. Boy, Lisa, you've been doing the live blogging thing all day today, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, but it's great. It's really fun to get to interact with people, and every Tuesday night I do something called Late Night where I post a video and our readers and commentators come on and we just chat about the video, about whatever's going on, and we've had several lively discussions on trout fishing and gun sales.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, it's stuff that normally I wouldn't hear about or know about, but gun sales are skyrocketing across the country.
Yes, well, that happened right since right after Obama got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people, were told that as soon as Obama gets in, he's going to take your guns away.
Exactly. And there seems to be this real desire to whip up a grassroots militia to go against our own troops here on soil. I mean, that's what it feels like. And it's like, that's crazy. And they're remaking the movie Red Dawn. Which, remember that movie, John Milius's Red Dawn?
Yeah, was Patrick Swayze in that?
Yes, and Jennifer Grey before her nose job.
Oh, a Dirty Dancing reunion, huh? With guns. Okay, you know what? Lisa, I don't want to get onto something here. So if during the break, go to firedoglake.com and you'll see the thread right there on the main page, right? And just go with Late Night, Sarah Palin, GOP, Wonder Boner, Cash Cow, or both.
Mm-hmm.
Love that headline. And so you can go into there and check out the live blogging, which Lisa Derrick, multitasker extraordinaire, is doing. Live blogging while she's talking to me here on Air America Radio. So you can join in that way or call at 866-303-2270. And we'll talk a little bit about Michael Jackson and talk about Sarah Palin and other things in the news, and because that's what we do. So stand by. Check out firedoglake.com. Get in on the live blogging there and then come back with us, Nicole Sandler, here on Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler. You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
All right. And Lisa Derrick is still with us from the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com. Now, I know, Lisa, you're out in L.A., so it's only 9:34 there. But here on the East Coast, hold on, it's 12:34:14. The date is now, hold on, the date is 7:89. So at 12:34:56, it's going to be 12:34:56:7:89. So we've got 30 seconds. Like, this is a big deal. But it will never again in our lifetimes be 12:34:56:7:89. And we've got 20 seconds to go. Well, I guess, you know what? At 12:34:56 this afternoon, it will be. But I just thought, you know, it's one
right.
of those.
Well, this
ones.
Is the first one. And
right.
I'll stay up for it. Thank
okay.
you for letting me
51,
know.
51, 52, 53, 54. 55, 56, and it's done. It's over. So anyway, that was exciting.
thank you for sharing that with me. It was beautiful.
You know, I always miss these things. I think today there was supposed to be some kind of, like, the longest eclipse ever.
Yes, there was an eclipse, and I came outside last night. I was up sort of late. I was doing Irish radio talking about California's economic crisis, and I came out and looked, and I saw the moon, but there was no shadow, but I was there during the right time. However, it's very interesting because Michael Jackson was surrounded by sevens his entire life, and
really?
He was buried on 7/7. And the fact that there was this huge eclipse, I mean, you can get very metaphysical and very spiritual about it, if you want. And I will say the ending of the funeral service, the prayer was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The We Are the World with all the religious symbols was lovely.
Yes, it was. It was lovely. I wasn't aware of the seven thing, but let me ask you this. What do you make of the video that's going around? Now, you were live blogging during the memorial today as well. I
yes.
chimed in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody mentioned, I think maybe I did, this video that's going around from CNN, I guess, was broadcasting live from Neverland, and they shot down a hallway to where Michael's bedroom is, and there is this ghostly image that appears.
I saw that, and I have no idea. I mean, I do believe in the supernatural, and I do believe that the dead are with us, but I don't know. Maybe that was just some freak glitch or shadow, and they were broadcasting live, so it's not like somebody could tweak with the video after the fact.
So did they notice it during the original broadcast, or did somebody see it afterwards? Do you know?
I think someone saw it afterwards, but it's a pretty freaky thing, and people will ooh and ah about it. The thing that I'm loving is Michael Jackson's face appearing on a cut tree branch in Stockton, and one woman.
Yeah, now I saw that on TV, and I saw the cut tree branch, but I didn't see the face.
It looked more like Ray Bolger as the Scarecrow.
Or maybe Carl Malden, you know, who also just died.
Yes, exactly. Or it could be anyone. It was just a blob to me. If they want to think it's Michael Jackson, that's fine. What was strange was that one of the people interviewed said, well, in Stockton, Michael Jackson's is big or bigger than Jesus. And that's really freaky. And he's become this iconic figure. And out in Monrovia, which is a suburb of L.A., kind of by Pasadena, they bust in children to a theater that was screening the show, the memorial. And
right.
I got a call from a mom who lives out there, and she said that she went down and she asked one of the news reporters, why are you celebrating a guy who is an accused child molester and a major drug addict? It's obvious he was a drug addict. What kind of message is this for kids? And the reporter said, I don't want to talk to you. And that's something that was left out of this and something that is going to be ignored. And the closest thing was Al Sharpton saying, your people said that your father was a strange man. Not bad, not good, just strange.
No, well, hold on a second. Greg, you got that clip handy again? Because this is the one clip I pulled from the whole thing because my jaw dropped. Hold on. Greg?
And I want his three children to know, wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with, but he dealt with it.
Okay. No, there was something strange about him. That's not to say that he was an inherently bad man. He did a lot of good, but there was something creepy and a little weird about him. He was a strange man.
He was. But I will say that funeral, given the circumstances, was about as tasteful a spectacle as you could have. And what was amazing was the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus was in town, and part of the circus tradition is marching elephants through the street.
Yes,
so at 3:30 a.m., animals were coming through, and it was like Neverland Zoo had appeared behind the Staples Center.
Isn't that wild? That is so weird. That is so weird. Now, let me ask you, because you were talking about, you just did an interview with Irish Radio about the financial crisis in California. I know that beginning, I believe, this week, the government is paying people with IOUs. I mean, this is going on. In fact, you can even go on Craigslist, and there are some business people offering to buy these IOUs at 85 cents on the dollar, but that's a topic for another day. But the Los Angeles taxpayers had to pay for all the security, the police, everything today?
Yeah, well, and taxpayers in other municipalities. Monrovia police were out. Beverly Hills police had to cope with the after party at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. The cost to Los Angeles has been estimated at $3.8 million. And if you want to help out as a fan of Michael Jackson's, you can use your PayPal account on Mayor Villaraigosa's Facebook page, which is Facebook/Villaraigosa, or you can find out more on Twitter by searching for Villaraigosa.
So a lot of people are going to be donating money to help
really
pay for it.
You really think so?
No. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I think we're going to eat that. And really, AEG has made so much money off of that. At the end, it said copyright AEG Live.
I saw that.
And they're going to be making money. They're certainly going to make money off of the concert footage rehearsal.
Right.
You know, the rehearsals.
Yes.
And he's actually worth more dead than alive. I don't think that the 50 shows would have lasted in their entirety. And now there's rumors that ABBA will reunite for O2 to pick up half the dates and Led Zeppelin for the other half.
I saw you wrote that. So that's a real rumor?
That's a real rumor.
Okay.
I didn't pull that one just out of the ether. Like,
really?
Like, yeah, no. The black yapping dog did not tell me that.
Mm.
I wish I could say I made that up, but that is.
So then AEG is going to get it coming and going. They'll have those dates booked, possibly by some huge reunions, some huge comeback tours, so they don't need Michael Jackson for that. And they're going to package the video, I believe, I promise you,
pay-per-view.
Today, first of all, today, the memorial will come out on DVD, and people will buy it by the millions. And then the video of those dress rehearsals, I believe, will also be packaged together, and they'll whittle together from the different rehearsals an entire show, and that will be sold. They'll put it in movie theaters, or they'll do a pay-per-view, and then they'll release it on DVD.
Yeah, with some bonus extra footage,
of course.
Like interviews with people. And did you notice that Brooke Shields was really, she was going on like they were very close in the 90s, but they hadn't seen each other since 1991.
How do you know?
Upcoming Rolling Stone interview.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So she hadn't seen him since 91? Because here I was thinking was, wow, that was like the first, and granted, I missed the whole first half of it, but from the point I watched, that was the most heartfelt thing I saw. I mean, I really felt like she loved him.
Oh,
but
she hadn't seen him
in 15 years or 18 years or whatever it was.
Yeah, 18 years. But
wow. That
doesn't, I mean, there's people I haven't seen in 18 years, and I can recall with such astounding clarity these wonderful memories we had. And if they dropped dead tomorrow and I had to speak at their funeral, I would be very, very moved. And she was. This was an important relationship to her. But it was kind of strange. And for me, really, you know, the daughter saying those things, you know, that's not going to stop the paparazzi from digging up things about him. But it was to his children, he was a great dad. And, of course, they lived in this amazing mansion. They had tutors. If they wanted ice cream sundaes or broiled chicken or whatever they wanted, they could have it. And I'm
mm-hmm.
sure he was smart and charming and sweet and engaging. But, wow, I mean, it's like off-label use of prescription anesthesia is kind
yeah.
of gnarly, and the number of drugs that were prescribed to him. But at the same time, it sounds like he was a lot of fun. He made crank phone calls and stuff. I mean, who wouldn't want a dad that would make crank phone calls?
No kidding. And yeah. Now, there's still more. For a guy who wasn't strange, thank you, Al Sharpton, there's still more strange stuff going on, like he's being buried without his brain.
He is being buried without his brain because in order to do certain toxicology tests, you have to wait until the brain, which is gelatinous, hardens up so that you can slice it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with the brain thing, of course, I'm sure I'm not the only person. I know because my housemate was here live blogging with me. We both said he's going to stand up in the coffin and start doing Thriller. And then we went, zombies, I need my brain. Brain.
See, it's okay to be a little irreverent because we're talking about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson created tabloid media as we know it. The Elephant Man story, he came up with that and planted it. The hyperbaric oxygen chamber, he fed that to the media. He created a media maelstrom around himself. And it was so strange during the reports of his death to hear anchors very calmly say, you know, he slept in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber and bought the Elephant Man's bones. I'm like, did you guys not do your research? Were you not born in the 80s? Did you not know that this was his big scam? He set up these media stunts. And that's why there will be sightings of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson faked his death. This was a bit, everyone knows it. He couldn't take the pressure. You will see that. And also people will be channeling Michael Jackson like they channeled John Lennon and Elvis Presley. And I think there's even a Sid Vicious channeling book. God help
well,
us.
Well, you know, I got to say, did you see Lisa Marie Presley posted, I don't know where, a blog somewhere, and said that Michael was sort of obsessed with how Elvis died and told her, and she said she knew he was going to die the same way, basically, yeah, from an overdose of all these drugs he was taking.
Right. Well, at least it wasn't on the toilet.
That's true. That is true. All right. Lisa Derrick is with us from, she writes the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com. She is live blogging there as she's speaking with me. Truly a talented woman, as we all know. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about some other things. I hope we're done with Michael Jackson, although, you know, there's still the brain to be, you know, hardened and cut apart. And so I think this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving. But we have Sarah Palin, and we had the 4th of July with not only Sarah resigning, but more teabagging parties, and I know you went to one. So we'll take a break, come back with more from Lisa Derrick and talking about the other exciting things that have been in the news in the last few days. So stick around. I'm Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
Spanish Bombs, The Clash. All right. Lisa Derrick is with us. All right, it's late. I'm slap happy. And, you know, it's been a big day. But Michael Jackson is not the only thing on the news. And Lisa Derrick writes the La Figa blog at firedoglake.com. And it's sort of the intersection between politics and entertainment and pop culture and life as we know it. And so Lisa, always, you know, putting work before pleasure. On the 4th of July, you went to another tea party, didn't you?
I actually went to the tea party on the 3rd.
Ah.
I admit that I ditched out. On the 4th, we laid around the house and watched TV and
good
went
for
to
you.
One out of four barbecues that we were invited to. But the one on the 3rd was fascinating. It was held at something called the Jeffers Estate in La Cañada, Flint Ridge. And one of my friends who's an ex-Mormon said, oh, yeah, there's a lot of big Mormon properties there that have been donated. And there was parking at the LDS church across the street. We walked in. It's this beautiful outdoors estate with natural oaks, and while I was there, you paid $10 to get in. You got a meal ticket for grilled meat sandwich, either a turkey dog or a burger. While we were there waiting in line, because we were going to eat, somebody yelled, Jose, we're out of burgers, Jose, we need more burgers. And I looked around and I realized all the staff that was cleaning up and picking up and stuff were Hispanic. And at the same time, there's a guy talking about how he said jobs are going to foreigners and being outsourced to places like Bangador. He said Bangador.
Bangador.
And oddly, and my friend is a really big fan of Saturday Night Live, and she spotted Victoria Jackson, who was in the 80s version of the,
right,
of the cast. She's now a Christian stand-up,
yes,
comic, which is a conservative Christian stand-up, mm-hmm, comic, which I guess if you're going to be a niche performer, that's a really good niche to be in. There's probably not a whole lot of them. Oh,
yeah,
my. We couldn't stick around for her because after hearing how taxed our bread was, which started with the land that the wheat is grown on is taxed. The machines that are used to till the wheat are taxed. The gas is taxed. We're like, God, this bun tastes like a bunch of money. It was kind of a drag. And then, oh, my God, it was so, there was way too many bedazzled clothes there. A lot of bedazzling going on. It's not a good fashion look for anyone.
No.
But this was just nasty. And I don't think those bedazzlers are made in America, and I don't think the little rhinestones are either.
You know, you're probably right. And look, if they're doing their own bedazzling, they're taking away a possible job from an American citizen.
That's right. Now, this one thing that was interesting was the there's a bill in California that will limit exotic pets. And that was really interesting because this woman had a whole lot of birds with her, and we chatted with her about that. And there were the Support the Troop people that do the care packages, and that was really good. And it felt very homey and patriotic. But the speeches were terrifying. And we actually talked to these two goofy guys who went on about how much they love Sarah Palin and how she's a beautiful woman with strong conservative values, and they want to see a Romney Palin ticket. Now, why they want to put her down is I guess they think she still needs to go in the kitchen and bring him a sandwich and that she's not capable of running. Another guy said, oh, she stepped down to raise money for conservatives, and that's really what I feel and what my good friend Leah Burton at theopalinism.com, who's
theopalinism.com.
Yeah, she's a student of paleontology.
Right.
And also of theocratic faiths. And she's proposed, and I believe this, that Palin is really going to go out and raise money for a war chest for the 2010 elections, and additionally...
You mean 2012 or 2010 congressional
2010
elections.
Congressional.
Oh.
Yeah, think about it.
Yep.
And she has that, you know, they let her drop all the really nasty bombs, like the palling around with terrorists.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
let McCain say that. They had
no.
her say that.
Right.
She can say those things.
Yeah, she's the attack dog.
Right, and if you come back and you go, how can you say those things? She's going to hide behind the sacred skirts of American womanhood, like she did when David Letterman attacked her.
Yeah, you got that right. Lisa, Derek, we're going to have to do this again soon because we are out of time.
I would love to, Nicole. It's
absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Always fun. All right, and how much longer are you going to be live blogging at FireDogLake.com?
About 2 more minutes.